Some tech leaders in Boston have come up with a new plan to try to solve a persistent problem in their industry, the lack of diversity. Less than 10% of U.S. tech workers are Hispanic, and it's roughly the same percentage for blacks. The goal in Boston is to change the recruiting pipeline. WBUR's Zeninjor Enwemeka reports.
This is lunchtime at HubSpot, a Cambridge tech company that develops marketing software. There's over 1,600 employees and about 70 summer interns. A few of those interns sit outside on the lawn near the company's office. At one point, all the focus turns to one particular intern.
Did you request HubSpot? Like, how does it work?
I was telling her it's like Tinder.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Swipe right.
So it's a mutual, like, you swipe right, they swipe right.
Yeah.
The intern they're focused on is Roselle Bob-Semple. She's part of a new internship program called Hack Diversity. The program aims to increase the number of blacks and Latinos in tech by recruiting interns from some often overlooked places, community colleges and urban schools.
I go to Bunker Hill Community College, and I'm studying computer information systems.
She finishes school this fall, but now puts her studies to work as an intern at HubSpot, where she calls through spreadsheets and analyzes data. To get here every day, she takes a bus and two trains from her home in Mattapan.
And it takes me a little bit over an hour to get here.
And she says it's worth it.
My favorite part has been shadowing people and just seeing what they're doing. And everybody's just really willing to share and help you. I'm hoping I could stay.
That's Hack Diversity's goal, for the internships to turn into jobs. The idea for the program came about when venture capitalist Jeff Busgang read about Google's struggles to hire black coders.
We've got the companies right here. We don't have to send our students to Silicon Valley. We've got the students right here. They're in our community colleges and in our urban universities. So that was how the idea started.
He teamed up with two black women in tech. One is Melissa James. She was the first in her family to go to college and never thought she'd end up in tech. She was a recruiter for Google and now runs her own company, Tech Connection, to recruit minorities into tech.
I've stayed in tech. I love it. There's a reason for it. How do we make sure that every candidate that comes into the tech industry feels the same exact way?
She knows many people aren't being reached by the tech industry. So the Hack Diversity team tapped some of the area's fastest-growing tech companies to offer paid internships, like HubSpot, where Roselle Bob-Semple interns. Becky McCullough runs the company's North American recruiting efforts.
I think like any tech company out there, we can always be doing better.
McCullough says many HubSpot employees started as interns, and Hack Diversity helps them expand that pool of potential hires.
We're really becoming a part of a conversation in the Boston community about how to get students more access to tech companies like HubSpot.
Hack Diversity also pairs the interns with mentors and the companies with diversity and inclusion consultants. But there are some who say Hack Diversity doesn't go far enough. David Del Mar runs Resilient Coders. It's a nonprofit that teaches young people to code. Many of them are at-risk youth and don't have college degrees.
I think that we still need to keep the door open for individuals who don't have access to college at all.
Del Mar says there's a lot more work to be done to get companies to broaden the scope of who they hire.
We're at the chest-pounding phase, where everybody is going out there saying, like, diversity is so important to us. And look, that's an important phase to have. We need to go through this flurry of, you know, social media posts about how important diversity is so that someone actually takes that step into doing something about it.
Hack Diversity thinks it is taking that step, a first step. This is the first year of the program, and they're starting small, placing more than a dozen interns in just a handful of companies. Co-founder Melissa James says more companies need to invest in diversity efforts.
I would definitely say to other CEOs, this is a top priority. And if you want to stay competitive, especially in this market, it is an imperative and should be on your list of priorities, just like your sales goals are.
And research shows diverse companies perform better and have greater financial returns. Hack Diversity hopes to see its own returns in the coming years, with more minorities in Boston's booming tech sector. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zeninjor Enwemeka.